Popcorners. In a closely contested North London derby, Arsenal emerged with a 3-2 win over Tottenham Hotspur, securing our second consecutive away triumph against our rivals. Goals from Pierre-Emile Højbjerg, it was an own goal, Bukayo Saka and Kai Havertz, propelled us to a first-half lead with Spurs mounting a spirited comeback in the second half. Key takeaways from this, Bukayo Saka's goal marks a significant achievement as the first Arsenal player since 2019 to score in both North London derbies in a single season. Manager Mikel Arteta celebrates his 100th Premier League win, bolstering our title aspirations. And our proficiency in set-piece situations was pretty evident, showcasing our tactical awareness. This victory grants us bragging rights and strengthens our position in the Premier League standings as we continue our title pursuit. Following the match, former Arsenal midfielder Paul Merson critiqued his former club for almost relinquishing a comfortable 3-0 lead against Tottenham Hotspur. Yeah, Paul, I know how you feel, but come on. He highlighted a moment of laxity, particularly from Arsenal's goalkeeper, David Raya, which allowed Spurs to capitalize and apply late pressure. Merson stressed the importance of maintaining focus throughout the game, drawing comparisons with Manchester City's performance standards. I mean, who else would he compare us to at this stage? Moreover, Arsenal's win highlighted the importance of set-piece expertise, with credit attributed to set-piece coach Nicolas Jova. Jova's innovative corner routines proved decisive, contributing to our success in breaking down opposition defences this season. As our title challenge progresses, Jova's tactical acumen and set-pieces could play a crucial role in our pursuit of glory. In other Arsenal-related fixtures, the under-21 team, which featured Jurrien Timber as well, secured an impressive 2-0 win over Liverpool in the Premier League 2, with Amario Kozier-Dubery shining with a brace. This victory concludes Arsenal's regular season campaign positively, setting the stage for success in the upcoming playoffs. However, in the Barclays FA Women's Super League, Arsenal women were held to a 1-1 draw by Everton women despite Alicia Russo's late goal. The result leaves Arsenal in third place in the WSL table, prompting coach Jonas Eidevall to emphasize the need for improving attack efficiency and defensive solidity in future matches. And now, because I didn't drop it last week, here's a rewind. In a thrilling league showdown at the Emirates Stadium, Arsenal delivered a stunning 5-0 victory over bitter rivals Chelsea. The match, which took place on Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, witnessed the masterclass performance from the Gunners, leaving Chelsea reeling. The early stages of the game saw Arsenal dictate the tempo, and we wasted no time asserting our dominance. Leandro Trossard set the tone with a clinical finish in the 4th minute, sending the home crowd into raptures. Chelsea struggled to find their rhythm as we continued to pile on the pressure. The second half saw Arsenal maintain our relentless assault, with Ben White grabbing a brace with goals in the 52nd and 70th minutes. Kai Havertz joined the scoring spree, notching 2 goals of his own in the 57th and 65th minutes, leaving Chelsea's defence in disarray. A quick look at the match statistics. Arsenal had 45% of possession to Chelsea's 55%. 18 total shots to Chelsea's 6, 11 on target to Chelsea's 2, 495 total passes to Chelsea's 619, 88% passing accuracy at par with Chelsea's 88%, 81 total attacks to Chelsea's 67, 66 dangerous attacks to Chelsea's 39, 4 corners to Chelsea's 2, and 12 fouls to Chelsea's 11. The match statistics reflect our complete command of the game, with 27 total shots and 11 on target compared to Chelsea's 8 shots and 2 on target. Despite holding slightly more possession, Chelsea failed to capitalize on their opportunities, succumbing to our clinical finishing. Our triumph marks our largest ever win against Chelsea in all competitions. On the other hand, Chelsea's heavy defeat dealt a significant blow to their hopes of securing European qualification. The scoring by mistake. As the dust settles on this memorable London derby, Arsenal fans celebrate the resounding victory while Chelsea regroups for the challenges ahead. Arsenal Football Club has announced a significant change to our upcoming season's jerseys. Instead of the traditional club crest, we'll feature the iconic Cannon emblem. This decision reflects a desire to honor the club's history and heritage, aligning with broader trends in football where clubs are reconsidering their visual identities. The Cannon symbol holds deep significance for Arsenal fans, representing the club's tradition and legacy. This move is part of a strategic effort to blend elements of the past with modern designs, as seen in recent stadium artwork and consultations with stakeholders. While the traditional club crest remains an integral part of Arsenal's identity, this change means the club is committed to honouring its heritage while embracing modernisation. Arsenal legend and academy manager Per Mertesacker recently opened a new NHS mental centre near the Emirates Stadium. The centre, part of the North London Mental Health Partnership, offers services to the local community. Mertesacker stressed the importance of mental well-being, noting Arsenal's efforts in supporting young players and the community. Football is increasingly discussing mental health, with players sharing their struggles. Arsenal's community initiatives, like the Arsenal Hub, provide counselling for youth in Islington. These efforts show football's commitment to mental health awareness and support. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!